Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at some devotions to keep our family strong. So I read a story one time about Marshall Shelley, an editor of Leadership Journal. He told a story about a pastor friend who moved into a new town and attended a local pastor's meeting. Being the new guy, he was asked to pray. As he closed his prayer, he meant to say, "And Lord, give us continued good success." But it didn't come out that way. In a loud preacher's praying voice, he said, "And Lord, give us continued good sex." The room froze. The pastor was mortified. And then finally, from the back of the room, someone yelled out a hearty, "Amen." This guy said, "They asked me to pray quite often after that." So as husbands and wives, we do want good sex, right? And it's the responsibility of husband and wife to fulfill each other's needs. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. The husband should, listen to these practical words from Paul. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another sexually, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Man, that's just some practical stuff, isn't it? Sex is both mutually satisfying and mutually submissive. The husband and wife are to yield to each other. There's nothing more frustrating than a man to save himself for his wife only to be rejected. And there's nothing more frustrating to a wife than to be committed to her husband only to be neglected or feel used. Sex is both pleasurable and practical. In the act of intimacy, a husband and wife enjoy the experience. They reaffirm their covenant and meet physical needs. Intimacy thwarts Satan's temptations. Father, thank you for the gift of sex. May we use this great gift to satisfy our spouse. We pray. In Jesus' name, amen.